the Winamp software is probably the most well-known software for creating playlists quite easily from your MP3 files. You can either tell Winamp to put all of a directory into a playlist, or several directories, or a number of files that you personally select, and then they can be randomized or shuffled. But some people want a little bit more than that. Some people want to be able to have music played based on a sequence of categories. They want, for example, to play an announcement or a jingle after every set number of tracks. Perhaps they want to divide their music up in some way. Winamp at present doesn't allow that to happen. There is a program that does. It's not free. I should say from the outset that it costs $99, and it is the software that we actually use to drive our FM radio station here in New Zealand, MBS FM, which runs in Whanganui, the town in New Zealand in which we live. And it does offer a lot of power, and I've been asked on a number of occasions to demonstrate it, and that's what I'm going to do today. The software is called Virtual DJ Pro, available from www.virtualdj.com, and it's a bit complex, but once it's set up it runs really well, and we're going to go and have a look at how it all works. I'm using JAWS for Windows for this demonstration. Most of the aspects of this work very well with any screen reader, and the bits that don't, most of it can be customized through text files. So I'm going to go to the Start menu now.
Windows Update.
And we'll just go to Programs.
Accessible Games.
And down to Virtual DJ.
Read me.
And we have a number of items in the program group for Virtual DJ. The first, as you hear, is Read Me.
Virtual DJ Player Pro.
Virtual DJ Player Pro. This is the software that actually plays your music for you. And we will come to that a little later, but first we have to keep going.
Virtual DJ Player.
Virtual DJ Player is an earlier version of the player. I think they just have it in there for legacy purposes. The Player Pro is generally the one that you would want to use.
Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro.
The Playlist Creator Pro is really the heart of it, and we'll just explore the rest of the options before we come back to it.
Virtual DJ Playlist Editor Pro.
There's a playlist editor.
Read me first.
And read me first.
Program license.
And program license.
Frequently asked questions. Read me.
Okay, so there's a bit of documentation in here, and there's also a help file accessible from any of these components by pressing F1. So as you can see, it's a suite of programs, and they're all integrated. Let's go back up
read
to this one here.
Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro.
And we'll press Enter.
Start button.
I'm just...
Unable to find category definitions dialog. Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro is unable to find any category definitions. If you have used a previous version of Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro, you may be able to import category definitions from the previous version's keyword registry settings. Do you want to attempt to import categories? No button.
This is the message that you will hear when you first run Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro, because you haven't defined any categories before. And I'll talk about categories in just a second. And it's saying if you've used a previous version, well, you might be able to find them in the registry. I'm not sure whether it will find them here or not, but I'm just going to answer no to the question about whether I want to import previous definitions. And by pressing Enter, I will answer no. And what have we got
please
here?
Please run category maintenance.
Yes, it says please run category maintenance, and there's an OK button there. That's fine. And now we're actually in Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro. I can verify that with an insert T to read my window title.
Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro version 1.2.4.
That's right. On the screen at the moment, we have a clock, which I have previously used. For the purposes of this demonstration, I did delete all of the categories that I have used. This is not the machine, obviously, on which we run MBS FM. I wouldn't do such a thing on that machine. So let's start and talk about the concepts behind this program. Every professional radio station, pretty much, has what's called a format clock. That means that the program is divided into certain elements. Now, the type of element, you'll certainly get a voice break, a commercial, probably a jingle, maybe a public service announcement. Maybe the music is divided based on genre, such as 60s music, 70s music, 80s music, etc. Or maybe it's divided by tempo, slow, medium, and fast. but pretty much every professional radio station will have a clock that it follows. And you'll find, for example, that at the top of every hour, on many radio stations, the first item in the clock will be a news bulletin, followed by a couple of commercial spots and the weather, and then what they might call a power gold track. So there's a sequence to it, and if you listen to your favourite radio station long enough, you may be able to actually work out what the sequence is and predict with some degree of reliability the type of thing that's going to happen next, like there's going to be a jingle after this song, or there's going to be a slower song after this medium song. And Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro and the whole Virtual DJ suite follows this concept of a clock, so it allows you to organise your MP3 music and other items in a manner that a professional radio station might organise its material. To do that successfully, you have to divide your MP3 files into categories that you want to use. And unlike some similar programs out there that may do a slightly better job in some ways, but are certainly a lot less accessible, this does not use a database for that purpose. Instead, you put the MP3 files into folders based on the category of music. Now, in the case of MBS FM, on which we run Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro and the whole Virtual DJ suite, in fact, we've divided our music into decade types and sometimes into music genre types. So we have a category for the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, classic country, and then just country, standards, and obviously there are things like jingles in there as well. And so for every category, we set that up in Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro, and we put all of the material that we want in that category into a specific folder that Virtual DJ knows about. Having explained that, let me show you how we set up a category. Let's say that we want to set up a category for the 60s, and we'll use the music that's on the MBS FM machine for this. Well, first of all, let's take a look at the menu bar. It's fairly simple.
File. Edit.
I'm just right arrowing through the menu.
Category maintenance. Create playlists. Options. Backup. Auto creator runtime. Help.
Fairly straightforward there. So I'm going to press Alt M, which is the category maintenance menu. And that gets us into
Virtual
a dialogue.
DJ Playlist Creator Pro category maintenance dialogue. List box. No selected item.
This is the list in which you would normally find all of your categories, but because we're starting from scratch, there is no category defined at this point.
Browse for new
button. I'm just going to back tab, and there you have a browse for new button. This is probably the easiest way to set up a category, because by browsing for new, it gives the category a name based on the folder name that you select through the browse dialog. So if you want to set up a file, a category called Adult Contemporary, for instance, then you could actually create a folder called Adult Contemporary, and by using this Browse for New button, it would actually create a category with that name. So I'm going to press Enter to get into the Browse for New dialog.
Browse for Folder dialog. Select Folder for apostrophe new categories files. Preview. Virtual DJ Pro opened.
And now I'm in a standard tree view, and we're in the Virtual DJ Pro folder, and we're just going to press the left arrow.
Virtual DJ 3. Program files open. Program files closed. 2. Jonathan C open. Jonathan C closed.
All right, so we've closed the C drive, and I'm just going to move down.
K1000V audio CDE C on apostrophe MBS FM F closed.
Right, now we have the network drive on which the MBS FM programs are all happening. That's the F drive, so I'm going to open that, and then I'm going to press VDJ, which is the folder under which I place all of the MP3 files for MBS FM.
3. VDJ closed.
And we'll press the right arrow to open it. And now we have all of the categories under here. I'll just arrow through them so you can hear what's here.
4. 60S closed.
There's the 60s category, which we will add shortly.
70S closed. 80S closed. 90S closed. ACBIDS closed.
Now that's the ACB radio interactive IDs, which I have under there because when I'm doing an ACB radio interactive show, it's just easier to have them there, but they don't actually find their way into the Virtual DJ player system.
Agree closed.
And similarly, that's the ACB radio interactive promos.
Whistles closed. Classic country closed. Country closed. Intro closed.
That intro appears after the weather. We have a set of hourly intros that play.
Jingles mass closed.
And we've still got the Christmas jingles in the hope that the computer won't crash between now and next Christmas.
Jingles closed. Jingles 70s closed. Jingles battles closed. Jingles country closed.
Now, some of these specific jingles are for playing before certain items. I mean, that's the real beauty of Virtual DJ. You can actually set up quite a complex clock so that we have a series of jingles that say, you know, this is MBS, where you're never more than 1 hour away from your favourite Beatles songs, and we can play that jingle before any Beatles track if we want to.
Jingles kids closed. Kids closed. News closed. Novelty closed. Otter closed. Promos closed. Standards closed. Applause closed. Weather closed.
And there we go.
Three.
Those are all the categories. And so we've got quite a complex clock. Not all of those folders are actually in the Virtual DJ system at all times, but that's how it works. So let's just take you through how to add the category. I'm going to press the 6 key to take us back up.
60s closed.
To the 60s and press enter. And that has added that category to the Browse for Category system.
Edit. 60s.
There we go. It's in the edit field now that the category name is 60s.
OK button. Cancel button.
And it's just confirming that we can change the name here, but I'll just press enter for the OK button.
New category added dialog. Category successfully added. Be sure to calculate estimated time. OK button.
I do find this program a little bit verbose at times, but anyway, for people who aren't used to it, it's probably very friendly. And so that's just a little dialog that popped up to tell me that the new category was added successfully and reminding me that I need to calculate the time, and I'll show you how we do that. Now, with a bit of luck.
No focus.
Yeah, it sometimes does lose focus, this program, as well, so you may find yourself alt-tabbing back into it now and again.
Virtual DJ.
Which I've done.
Alpha particular checkbox check.
Now, the first thing it's asking me is, how do you want to sort the items in this category? At the moment, it's on alphabetically. You generally wouldn't want to do that because obviously if you've got a whole lot of songs by the same artist in there, then every time this category comes up, it's going to work through them in sequence. So, for example, in the 60s category, you may have a lot of Beach Boys, and you'll find that the Beach Boys will just keep playing right through until all the Beach Boys songs are finished, etc. So we don't want to do that. And although it says that it's a checkbox, actually it's a radio button, and I should probably see if I can get around to reclassing these controls, but I've just become used to it over time. So if I use my arrow keys, I'll try down arrowing.
Checkbox checked.
This is something that you won't want to use because it's saying that there should be no sorting at all.
Random checkbox checked.
So I actually up arrowed and selected random. That's generally the best way, and you can invoke some artist protection in there. But random is probably the best way to have your music selected for music-based categories. Now, if you've got a series of promos or jingles, then in that case, there may be a reason why you want to have those happening in alphabetical order so that they all get played fairly evenly.
Disable checkbox check.
I'm just tabbing through the items here, and this is asking about artist repetition.
Jaws to PC. Artist repeat protect.
There we go. Artist repeat protect. I just routed the Jaws cursor to the PC cursor and up arrow to get the title of the control that we're looking at. And I want to enable this to make sure that there is no artist repeat.
Enable check.
You do have to make sure that your MP3 files are labeled in a certain way for this to work, and you can check the documentation for that.
File count added. Zero.
And this is the file count edit box, which it will fill in when we calculate the time.
Selected category edit. 60s.
That's fine.
Hours checkbox checked.
Now this is, I believe, dealing with the minimum song slash artist repeat interval, but we can, I'll leave that alone for the moment.
Reset default selection settings button.
I'm just tabbing through this dialogue.
Enter hours button.
As you can hear, not everything is speaking.
Box. Sick. Description edit.
But what I'm seeking to get to.
Select button.
Now we're just tabbing through, and we can add an additional description to the category. So if the title isn't enough, we can add a reminder description that's a bit longer.
Description edit. None. Browse button.
And we're just...
Calculate button.
There we go. That's the calculate button that I'm looking for. This is really important in every category that you add to Virtual DJ. You do have to calculate the length of all of the tracks in there so that it can get an idea of roughly on average how long every item is in this category. I'm going to press the spacebar on this button.
Virtual DJ Creator Pro Dialog. Creator cannot calculate the average time of VBR variable bitrate MP3 sound files. Do you wish to enter an estimated average time? No button.
This is a flaw, I guess, in the system, or a bit of a nuisance, that if you have any MP3 files that use the variable bitrate system, then it is unable to calculate the length of time of those files, and therefore you have to manually enter how long on average all these tracks are. Now, I'm not actually sure whether there are any VBR files in the 1960s category, but it's asking me, do I want to enter a time manually? I'm going to hit no in this instance, and just see, it's gone away to calculate the time for these files, and with a bit of luck, there are no VBR files in this folder, and it will come back and fill in for us how long, on average, the tracks take. So what it's going to do is it's going to count up all the tracks, look at the average, and then obviously divide by the number of tracks.
Cancel button.
It's still working. We're just...
Draw 70 sound files processed, 202 total sound files dialog.
Cancel. Right, still PC. Going. And we can just check. It's reasonably friendly in terms of telling us how the processing of the songs is going. And obviously I'm running SoundForge on this PC at the moment, and that will slow the whole process down a little more than it normally would. But it's calculating the average time at the moment, and we'll come back when it's done that.
Jaw, 180 sounds, PC.
OK button, 60S. Virtual DJ.
And it has finished. Let me just root the jaws to the PC and check what's happening here.
Calculating average time, .. done. Okay, graphics.
Okay, it's done it.
Virtual DJ playlist creator pro.
And now,
browse button. Description edit. None. Select button. Description edit. 60S.
I'm just looking for the...
Browse button. Add new category button. Close button. Calculate edit. 317.
There we go. So that's the process by which you would add your categories. And having calculated the time, then it's going to use that time as a guess as to how long every element from the 60s category you add is going to be. Now, that's in an exact science because, as we all know, there were some very short songs that came out in the 1960s, and there were also considerably longer ones as well. So it's not perfect, but the reason why they do this is that you keep adding categories. For example, we could go right through and add the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, all of those categories that I showed you before, and then we would run the create playlist feature, which we will show you shortly, and it would estimate the time that every playlist will take to actually play through. So that's how we add a category, and that we can just escape out of here having done that, because there is no OK button. It actually adds this information straight to your registry, which may or may not be a good thing, but that's where it seems to go. So in the event of a system crash that maybe affects some of your programs but not your registry, this information does appear to be safe. However, when you uninstall the program, it doesn't seem to take this information out of the registry, which can be a bit of a nuisance if you want to create a completely clean install of the program. What I did find, after considerable experimentation, was that there are some controls in the category maintenance dialog that you can't actually get to by tabbing to them. If I just pop back in
Virtual DJ.
With Alt-M, and if I
Jaws.
Turn the Jaws cursor on and go to the bottom of the screen, and then move up.
Delete category button.
You've got delete category,
delete all category,
and delete all categories. So they're not there by tabbing to, but they are there towards the bottom of the screen. And if you ever do want to start completely afresh, like I wanted to do for this demonstration, you will need to go in and delete all categories that way. So that's an important hint to remember. Now we're back in the main Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro window. What we would do if we were setting up this program in a real situation is we would go ahead and add every category that we wanted to divide our program elements into. And obviously an important part of this process is to look through your MP3 files and copy them into those categories. So if you wanted to add categories such as 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, country, etc., and you had all of your MP3 files in one huge folder, then first of all, the first task you would have to do is to go through all of those MP3 files and move them into appropriate folders. And often that's a good way of actually determining what your category system should be. As you move through the files, you think, gosh, you know, that really lends itself to a particular category. The trick also is not to make the categories so specific that you only have a handful of MP3 files in each category. You do want a fair number in each category so that there's not too much repetition, and Virtual DJ has a sufficient number of songs or elements in each category to choose from. While I remember to mention this, Virtual DJ is actually using Windows Media Technology as its underlying engine. And that means that it will work with any file type that the Windows Media Player will play. So I'm working with MP3 files, but if you have a lot of Windows Media audio files, even MIDI files, WAV files, of course, and various types of audio compressed files, then Virtual DJ will see and work with anything that Windows Media Player can play. So you're not just limited to MP3 files. Unfortunately, it doesn't play OTS files, although I don't know anything else other than OTS Duke that actually does, but OTS Duke does provide you the ability to convert back to MP3. Right, let's assume that you have now divided your music into categories and that you've put the music into folders and define the categories in Virtual DJ, and setting up can be a bit of a lengthy process. Once you've defined the categories, then you need to define the clock, the order in which all of these categories will be played. I've actually got my default clock on the screen
country.
Here. I'm just going to the top of it.
Free country.
No, I'm not, am I? There we go, I am now. Okay, this is not the clock that we use on MBS FM. It's a clock that I've been using for just listening to my own music. So the first thing we have is
pre-Beatles.
The pre-Beatles stuff, which is the MBS jingles for the Beatles.
Beatles.
Then we have a Beatles song.
70s.
Then we have a 1970s element.
Standards.
And standards.
Jingle.
And a jingle.
90s.
And so it goes on.
60s. 80s. Pre-country. Country.
So we have pre-country, which is a sort of a little jingle saying, you know, more country music, etc., and then a country track comes on.
70s. Novelty.
So, as you see, all you're doing here is defining the order in which these elements will appear. Virtual DJ is selecting for you the actual song from those categories.
80s. Jingle. Standards. 90s. 60s.
What we have on the screen at the moment is the default clock. You can actually set up, and this is a really powerful feature of Virtual DJ, you can set up a clock for every hour of the day, if you wish. And where there is not a specific clock in place, then Virtual DJ uses this default clock. How would you use that? Well, for example, on MBS FM, between 7 and 8 every weeknight, we have a children's program where a whole lot of kids' songs and stories are played. We have a clock for that hour. And so whenever Virtual DJ sees in its playlist creation phase that there is a clock called, for example, MON for Monday, 1900.clk, that's actually the name of the file, then it uses that material and overrides the default clock. We have an old-time radio segment between 10 and midnight every night. We have a special clock for that that plays old-time radio during those hours. We have a country show called Country in Wednesday on Wednesday nights, and we have a 70s Saturday night on Saturday night, and there are special clocks for those times when we want special events to occur. So it's really very powerful in that regard. Now, if you want to create these clocks from within the Virtual DJ software itself, it is doable. On one pane, you have a list of all of the categories that have been defined. Now, in this instance, because we're starting from the beginning, there's only one category that we've defined, and that's the 1960s. But it's there, And what you would do is you would tab to the list of program elements you've already defined. You put your cursor where you want the elements to occur that you want to add. Then you'd back tab to the list of categories, and you actually have to use your screen reader's mouse cursor to double left click on the program item, and it will then place it in the correct spot. If you find that a bit overwhelming, then you can actually edit these files manually. It's really simple that way, as long as you make sure that you get the spelling of the items absolutely right. I'm going to show you that now. I'm going to the Start menu, and we go into Programs, and then we'll go into JAWS, and then we'll do Run HJPAD. I must redefine my hotkey for
For JAWS hotkeys, press Insert plus A.
All right, now we're in HJPAD. You could use, if you're not a JAWS user, you could use Notepad or any of the many excellent text editors that are out there that we should get around to reviewing on main menu as well, such as TextPad and NoteTab and a whole lot of other good stuff. So we're in HJPAD now. We can actually edit the clock manually. To show you how we can do that, we'll actually go and have a look on the MBS machine where this is really all happening. So we'll go to the Open File dialog.
Dialog.
And we'll just go down to the F drive.
See on the pop.
And we'll go into Program Files.
Program File.
Virtual DJ.
Virtual DJ Pro. Look.
Now, we now have to make sure we tab over and choose
all
document types in the list files of type combo box. If you want to edit the default clock, you have to be in this main Virtual DJ Player Pro directory or folder. If you have clocks for specific hours of the day, then there is a separate folder called clocks. So I'm in the main Virtual DJ Player Pro folder at present. I'm just going to hit the letter D.
Default.mac.
And that's the backup file for the default clock.
Default.clk.
Here it is, default.clk. Now, if I press enter to load that, you will find that it is just
edit.
A simple text file. So the first line.
Time check.
Now, the time check element is another thing that really makes me want to use Virtual DJ Player Pro and the accompanying tools. Let me try and explain how this works. Virtual DJ Player does offer free a file called timecheck.zip, and when you download this and unzip it into the prescribed folder, it will give the time for you. Every time you want to have the time check in your program, you just put the time check in your clock. And if those files are present, it will speak the time. Now, I'm not very impressed with those files at all. It sort of sounds like a human trying to be a talking clock. So they just sort of say, it's 1:05 p.m. That's pretty boring. So what I actually did, and it took me a while, but not as long as I expected using some of the features of SoundForge, was to record a file for every time of the day, saying something like, you're listening to 88.5 MBS FM, it's 1:05. And I did one for every minute of the day. And then put those files in there in replacement for the time check files that came with Virtual DJ. And that way, it gives the impression that it's more live than it actually is. And I've had so many people call me and say, how is it that you're there all the time? And you can be as inventive as you want with those time check files. You can use them to make quite long announcements that will appear. And it is important for credibility that you use a utility like Dimension 4 that Chris Garstad reviewed a few weeks ago on main menu to synchronize your clock so that it's accurate. But having done that, and we run that on the MBS machine, and having recorded all these time checks, and what I did, by the way, was I created one big file for every hour, and then used the auto trim slash crop feature of SoundForge so that it created a region for every time check that I made, and then just extracted all of the files from the regions. So with SoundForge, it didn't take long at all. So that's the time check element. Because what we're looking at now is the default clock that we actually use on MBS FM, and I'm just in HJPAD now, and I'm down arrowing through it line by line.
Weather.
Weather. That's the weather, funnily enough, that we record, and it gets played at the top of every hour.
Intro.
That's the intro.
70S. 60S.
So you see, I can edit this file with HJPAD and make changes to it, and it's really easy to do that. As I say, the only caveat about it is to make sure that you really are going to spell your category names absolutely correctly, otherwise Virtual DJ Player will not be happy.
Jingles. Classic country. Time check.
See, there's another time check again.
Promos. Battles. AVS. Jingles. 60S. Time check. Promos.
So, as you can see, that's the sequence.
Country. 70S. Jingles. 90S. Time check.
You'll see there's a pattern there. We generally play a couple of songs. We play a jingle. We play a third song. We do a time check. We play a promo.
Promos.
And that's how it works. Now, that's the main file called default.clk, which you can create or edit with a text editor and put it in the main Virtual DJ Pro folder. Now we can go into HJPAD's open dialogue again.
Dialogue. File name edit.
And back tab. List and just choose the
backup. Clocks.
Clocks subfolder. List. So now we're in /program/files/ Virtual DJ Player Pro /clocks. Thank goodness for the GUI. Now, we're in this folder.
Friday 2200.mac. Friday 1900.cl.
Okay, so we've got, in some cases, we've got back files. Virtual DJ does seem to make backup files for the clocks.
Friday2200.clk.
And there's the syntax. You've got
Monday.
I can't arrow through them, but it's capital F-R-I, followed by, no gap at all, followed by 2200.clk. So it's a three-letter abbreviation for the day of the week, and it's always the first three letters of the day of the week, with a capital for the first letter, and then just the time in 24-hour format, .clk. So,
Wednesday 2200.clk.
Now that's the old-time radio one.
Wednesday 2200.mac. Wednesday 2100.clk.
There's Wednesday 2100.clk. That's the country and Wednesday program I was talking about. So if I go in there, just
edit
by pressing enter to open the text file.
Time check.
There's the time check.
Weather.
So that's the same as the default clock.
Jingles country.
And that's different. We've got a thing called Jingles country, and it might say something like you're listening to country and Wednesday on NBC FM, so that people know they're listening to a specific program.
Classic country. Country. Jingles. Country. Time check. Promos. Jingles country. 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 Jingles country.
So that's pretty simple. Just a whole lot of country elements followed by the occasional classic country and, you know, jingles and promos and etc. So it's an extremely flexible tool.
Wednesday.
I'm going to exit out of HJPAD now and go back into Virtual DJ.
Virtual DJ Playlist Creator.
Playlist Creator Pro. And let's have a look at the options.
File. Edit. Category maintenance. Create playlists. Options.
No, let's go in here.
Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro options dialog. OK button. Tab.
This is a bit of a odd dialogue, and it's not standard, but it's sort of usable. You may need some assistance with this.
Display splash screen checkbox checked.
Well, I don't actually want to do that, so I'll uncheck that.
Automatically estimate time of clocks upon load or change checkbox not checked.
You probably would want to do that in most cases if you're using this on a regular basis, to automatically estimate the time of clocks. As I say, because they're averaging out the times, it's not necessarily exact, and because of that, it's probably better to include a few more elements than you actually need, because when playlists are generated based on these clocks, then they'll keep playing until the top of the next hour, and then the next playlist will load. That's assuming that you use the player that comes with Virtual DJ.
Make backup copy *.mac when saving files checkbox checked.
Here you go, that's checked by default, so that's why it's making the backup clocks.
Browse button. Browse button. Include comments in playlists checkbox not checked. Create playlists in Virtual DJ format using *.lst file extension checkbox checked.
Now,
create playlists in Winamp format using *.m3u file extension checkbox checked.
This is another of those interesting checkboxes that I'm actually down arrowing through as opposed to pressing the spacebar on. So you can create .lst files, which are just straight text files, one after the other, one file per line. Or you can also create Winamp playlist files. So if you would rather use Virtual DJ's playlist creation features to make the playlists, but then you want to use Winamp to play them, that's absolutely no problem. Now, the only downside of that is that if you've got a playlist that's going on a bit too long, perhaps you've added a few extra elements just to be safe, then obviously, unless you have some other tool to manage this, Winamp is not going to know to start the next playlist at the top of the next hour. So if time precision is important to you, you may not want to do this. But if you'd far rather have Winamp using one of the really excellent crossfading plugins out there, like the SQR crossfading plugin, and you don't really care whether the playlist starts exactly on the hour or not, then Winamp and using Virtual DJ to actually make the playlists may be the combination that you want.
Create playlists in Raduka format using *.mpl file extension checkbox check.
I have never seen that program. Maybe someone can review it.
Create playlists in Virtual DJ format using *.lst.
Back to the Virtual DJ format.
Open button. Save button. Cancel button.
Now there are...
Delete button. Load button. Browse button. Get sound file counts for each category upon program load checkbox not checked. Ignore all playlist creation sound file selection failures checkbox not checked. Display total sound file counts in category window checkbox not checked. Save settings on exit checkbox checked.
So there are quite
create
a few options
playlist
here.
Checkbox not checked. Enable automatic creator run checkbox not checked.
And you can have creator automatically run. For example, if you are leaving the whole thing unattended for a few weeks, then you don't want the same playlists to go running, because after a week, all the music and everything will start repeating itself in exactly the same order.
Button.
So that's the options in this particular part of the program, the Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro. What you would do after having added your categories, to find your clock, and you know, once you've got it right, you generally don't need to do it more than once, unless you want to tinker with the clock that you've created to get the mix a bit better or whatever, then you would just press your Alt C to get into category, or to get into rather playlist creation.
Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro, create playlist dialog. Cancel button.
And this is a fairly simple dialog.
Create playlists button.
Generally, you would just press Enter on the Create Playlists button, and off it would go.
Verify sound files. Creator can verify sound files while creating playlists. This process can take several minutes, but can eliminate errors while player is running. It can also identify playlists that are less than 1 hour in length, which would cause player to repeat a playlist. Checkbox not checked.
So that's an added safeguard. If you, and this has actually happened to me when I first started to use the program, I've had the old time radio in particular do this to me, where for whatever reason, there was a 15 minute say it was an episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, which I think only went for 15 minutes, and Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro was sort of expecting it to be 30. Because there wasn't sufficient material for it to run for an hour, it would repeat the program, which gets a bit monotonous. So checking this option will really slow things down, but it will prevent that kind of error.
Test playlist creation. Creator can test your keywords and clocks without actually writing any playlist files. Check this option to test playlist creation. Checkbox not checked. Ignore all selection failures. Creator will not report any more selection failures and will select files anyway. Checkbox not checked. Cancel button. Create playlists button.
And there we go. We can press enter on the create playlists button, and then it will go away and assemble a week's worth of playlists at a time. You can have Virtual DJ create one big file for a week's worth of playlists if you're using another player other than Virtual DJ Player. So if you were using Winamp and you'd prefer not to have Monday 2100 and Monday 2200 all in separate files, you can create a week's worth in one huge file, which may be better for that situation. If you're using the Virtual DJ format, which is just, as I say, a playlist with a file on each line with a .lst suffix, then it is going to create a file for every hour of every day for the next week. And we won't start generating playlists because we only set up one category, and this is only a demonstration, but I will show you how the playlists actually work. Let's go into HJPad again, and we'll just get back there. And we'll load one of the playlists that is being used for MBSFM to show you how that works. Because again, they're just straight text files. The good thing about that is that if you really want to, you can actually just manually change what's in here. Once Virtual DJ Player has created the playlists, if you want to edit them with a text editor, then you can. One way that we do that is every so often on the Sunday night, after we air the Sunday Smorgasbord, which also goes out on ACB Radio Interactive, we will play a special that we've been able to find. One of the old shows like Dick Clark, what did he call it? Was it Rock Rollin', remember? Gary Owens doing Soundtrack of the 60s, the Robert W. Morgan Special of the Week, something like that, and we'll add that manually. Let's go back into...
Audio. See on the pop. See on.
So we're going into the drive on which the MBS computer is. We're
program
going to file. Program Files, Virtual DJ...
Virtual DJ Pro.
Pro, and then press Enter on that and choose Playlists.
Playlists.
There we go, there's a subfolder for them all. And we'll just tab over and make sure that...
All documents
are selected. And now we can arrow through the list.
Friday 0000.lst. Friday 0100.lst.
And that's how it works. You've just got a playlist for every hour of every day.
Friday 0200.lst.
So let's go in and see what's on Friday at 2 in the morning, which is, of course, using the default clock. There is no special clock running on Friday at 2 in the morning.
Edit.
And now we're in there.
Time check.
There we go, that's the time check. Now, that's the only instance where the time check program element is actually included just as it looks in the clock. If you use Winamp to play your playlists, then the Winamp player doesn't understand this time check keyword, so you will miss out on that cool feature that allows you to have time announcements. At least through Virtual DJ. I mean, there are probably other ways of doing the same thing in Winamp.
CVDJ weather.mp3.
Okay, because the next element was the format element weather that we put in the clock, and we only have one file in that category, which is weather.mp3. It's a weather bulletin that I record generally twice a day, and if I'm away from the office, I can upload that via FTP from the laptop. So it will play weather.mp3, because weather.mp3 is the only file in the weather category.
CVDJ intro 5.mp3.
Now you recall that intro was the next program element in the clock, and so it's playing one of these intro files, intro 5.mp3.
CVDJ 70SL and John Rocketman.mp3.
And the next category item was 70s, and so in this instance it's chosen Elton John's Rocketman.mp3 from the 1970s folder.
CVDJ 60S The Crest 16 Candles Z.mp3.
I think technically that may go back to the 50s, but we don't have enough 50s stuff to add a 50s category. So it's chosen The Crests and 16 Candles, and you'll notice that it put a C at the end. That's actually a tilde C, and I'll come to that shortly.
CVDJ Jingles MBS4A.mp3.
And there we go with a jingle. So that's how it works. It's translated those program clock elements into specific files in the playlist, and Virtual DJ Player Pro will just play those files. Let's close this down now, and we'll go into the... We'll close this whole Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro down.
Cancel button. Create playlist button.
We need to get out of that window, don't
Verify.
We?
Verify. Test. Cancel. Create.
There's a cancel button. And now,
Sonic.
We can see it's lost focus again, so we can Alt-Tab back into it.
File. Exit.
And choose Exit.
Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro dialog. Exit Virtual DJ Playlist Creator Pro. No button.
Yes.
Sonic.
And now we're back into SoundForge, because that's what's running. So that's how you create playlists, having first created your categories. It is a bit of a procedure, and once you have it right, though, you're going to get a brilliant
desktop
mix of music.
List view.
Now let's go to the Start menu again and go back into the Virtual DJ Player Pro group.
Virtual DJ Player Pro.
And there's Virtual DJ Player Pro, so we'll press Start Enter button on that to load Virtual DJ Player Pro. And it should be coming up.
Virtual DJ Player ...
Okay.
Start what?
It doesn't hasn't grabbed the focus, so we'll just get into it here.
Virtual DJ Player Pro version 1.2.4 dialog.
And let's explore the menu bar first of all.
Blank. File. Control. Logs. Options. Auto creator load time. Help.
There we go. And the help isn't too bad, actually. And you can get help on the Virtual DJ website. So, what's on the file menu?
File. Open playlist. 1C program files Virtual DJ Pro playlist Saturday.lst.
So you can actually arrow down
clear recent
and open recent playlists, and you can also clear the
exit.
Recent playlist.
Open.
So that's a fairly simple file menu.
File. Control.
The controls menu is quite important.
Hide player.
You can hide the player so that it doesn't interfere with what else you're doing if you want to leave Virtual DJ running in the background.
Show player. Exit now. Exit now. Exit next.
And exit next. So what that will do is when the song that's currently playing, or the program element that's currently playing to be more precise, has completed, Virtual DJ will then shut itself down.
Pause.
The pause button's immediate, so if for some reason you need to interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement, you can go to the pause key there and pause it immediately.
Pause next.
Pause next is essentially what it says. If you want to do, if you want to use Virtual DJ Player Pro in sort of live, what they call live assist mode, then you can just press enter on the pause next button, and when the current song has finished playing, it will automatically pause itself. And when you've finished talking or doing whatever you need to do, you just uncheck the pause next option and it will resume the playlist.
Resume play, great. Skip. Hide player. Show player.
So skip, by the way, will instantly jump you to the next track. So it's a fairly simple player. We'll just go
log up.
Logs.
Display error log.
I think that's all. Yes, display error log. Obviously, you don't need to necessarily keep a log of what's played, because the playlist will tell you that. You can just consult the playlist and find out what was played roughly when. And the really good thing about that is that if you are running some sort of semi-commercial or fully commercial operation with Virtual DJ, you can make sure that the ads were played, because you can just go back and check the playlists to verify the fact. So that's the log menu. It just has an error log. Now the options.
Virtual.
Some of these things aren't as accessible as I would like.
Display splash screen checkbox not checked.
Display splash screen, well, I've got it unchecked on this one. It should just speed the loading up a little.
Save settings on exit checkbox checked. Browse button. Browse button. View button.
Now you can actually set where Virtual DJ looks for different things, like clocks and playlists, and I believe this is probably what we're coming across now.
Delete button. Enable program locking checkbox not checked.
Now you can actually, if you wish, turn program logging on so that, just as an added safeguard, you can see exactly when an element was played. For example, the playlists will tell you clearly that something is scheduled to be played in a given hour. But if you need exact information, and an advertiser may well want that their ad was heard at 22 minutes to 1, then you can turn this on and it will actually log what was played exactly when.
Automatic playlist selection checkbox not checked.
If you were running in full automation mode, you would definitely want to have this checked. As soon as you load Virtual DJ Player Pro, it will start choosing, it will load the playlist for the current hour. It will look at the clock, and if you load Virtual DJ Player Pro at 20 minutes past 9 in the morning, then it will load the file for today at 9 a.m. and start playing it from the beginning.
Enable error logging checkbox not checked. Set button. Set button. Cancel button. Enable automatic creator run checkbox not checked. Enable auto fade out checkbox not checked.
Auto fade out is if you absolutely need to have the next playlist start on the hour, then anything that's playing at exactly the next beginning of the next hour will be faded out, and for example in my case the weather would start bang on the top of the hour. I haven't turned that on even on the MBS machine, because I guess we sort of figured that the music is the most important thing, and there's nothing more annoying than listening to a favorite song and have someone fade it out. It'd be even worse if you were in the middle of a suspense mystery just getting to the climax and it gets faded out for the weather. How dreadful. Now, there are some other elements that I have actually so far not been able to find a way to successfully access with a screen reader, and they are very important, so you may need some assistance if you're setting this up. One of the faults of Virtual DJ is that it doesn't have anything like intuitive crossfading, like Otstuke or the Winamp crossfading plugin does. And by crossfading, I mean, in this context, that as soon as a song starts fading and reaches a certain volume, then the next song will start. It's something that Otstuke does beautifully in most cases. And if you set up the SQR Winamp crossfade plugin, which is an output plugin freely available for Winamp, you can get the same effect as you get with Otstuke. I used to use Otstuke on ACB Radio Interactive, but because all the files that we need for MBS FM are in MP3 format, I went back to using the crossfade plugin for Winamp, the SQR one, and I've had very good results with it after a few minor setup troubles. So what you have to do with Virtual DJ to try and mimic that effect as best you can, and it's nowhere near as exact, is you can actually specify, you can tell Virtual DJ whether a song that you're playing has a cold ending or not. And you can also tell Virtual DJ Player how many seconds prior to the end of the track you want the next track to start. So there's a lot of manual hit and miss, and it's not very good. If it wasn't for the fact that this was such a good and cheap scheduling package, which I really need, I probably wouldn't use it, because its player features are not as good as Winamp's with the crossfade plugin or Otstuke. However, we have got it working reasonably well now. One of the items in here that doesn't seem to be terribly screen reader accessible is that you can specify how many seconds before the end of a piece that ends cold do you want the next track to start. And I think we've got it about 1.5. To tell Virtual DJ that you believe this song or program element has a cold ending, you just put a tilde C at the end of the primary part of the file name. So, for example, we would put, let's say the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby has a cold ending. It just stops. It doesn't fade. So the file name is the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby tilde C dot MP3. You just put the tilde C at the end to tell Virtual DJ that it ends cold. If you put a number after the C, for example, tilde C, then it would actually override the default setting for cold endings, which you can set in these options, and load 4 seconds before, load the next song 4 seconds before the end of the previous one. You can also set up a default setting for when songs that fade should start, and generally you would want that to be larger than the cold ending setting. So there is no intelligence about this crossfading plugin, crossfading feature at all. You've got to configure it all, and it can take a very long time. So as you can see, this program will take you quite a bit of effort to set up. The reason why I'm reviewing it is because I have honestly found that once it has been set up, it works really reliably. Now that we've got our program elements set up and running the way we want, and the crossfading thing is working the way we like, then it's just a case of going to the computer once a week and rerunning the playlist creator, and it will just create the playlist for the next week, and it maintains itself. This program hardly ever crashes. We've been running Virtual DJ Player Pro for MBS FM on a 98 second edition system, and we've had it running, I think the last time we rebooted was 6 weeks ago on that machine, and it just keeps going. So in that regard, it's quite solid. The author has been pretty good about adding new features. I've found him to be very responsive. And that is essentially Virtual DJ Pro. You can pick it up from www.virtualdj.com. There is a demo, I believe. And as I said at the beginning of the review, it costs $99. So that's www.virtualdj.com for Virtual DJ Pro.